This dilemma is this, verse 5, I'm reading. This then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And that means God is holy and we know man is unholy. Now, how can this gulf be bridged between a holy God and between a wonderful Savior and Vernon McGee? Because the bridge would have to be a long one. It's over a very steep and deep canyon. What a difference is here. And how can we bring God and man together? That was the cry of Job. Oh, that there were a daysman that just could put his hand in the hand of God and put his hand in my hand and bring us together. And Amos said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? God has said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As the heaven is as high above the earth, so are my thoughts and my ways above yours. So how is a sinful man to walk with God? God is light, and he wants to put that down here at the very first. He puts down this great axiom. In fact, it's a definition of God. And we have divided this epistle according to the three definitions that are given in it. God is light. This is first. God is love. That is second. And God is life. That is third. We'll see all three in this epistle. Now, how in the world are we going to have fellowship with God? It looks as if that we are going to have to do one of two things. We've either got to bring God down to our level, or we'll have to bring man up to God's level. And you can't do either one, yet men have tried it, and John shows the impossibility of the first one. And so he puts down this great axiom or definition of God. God is light. He's pure light. Now, science today, so I'm told, is not quite sure what light is. Is it just an energy, or is it really something? Is it matter? What is light? Oh, the source of light's one thing, but when you turn the light on in your room, and it was dark over in the corner, now it's light, what do you mean? What's happened? What is it that went over in the corner and drove out the darkness? Or did it drive out the darkness? Because when that source of light goes off up in the ceiling, why, it's dark back in the corner again. So what is light? Well, when you say that God is light, it reveals many facets about the person of God. You don't cover the total spectrum of the attributes of God, but I want to say this. When you say God is light, you're saying a great deal. First of all, light speaks of the glory, the radiance, the beauty, and the wonders of God. Have you ever been up of a morning to see the sun come up like a blaze of glory? I was with a friend. We camped on the edge of Monument Valley up in Arizona. Beautiful spot. We slept there that night in sleeping bags, and when I waked up the next morning, he was standing there, and the dawn was just breaking. You could see those two mittens there that stand up as so many other monuments in that valley. And I said to him, what are you doing so early? And he made this statement. He says, I am watching God create a new day. What a thrill it was to be there and watch God create a new day. The glory, the radiance. God is light. And all of a sudden, the sun peeped over the horizon, and then it came marching over in a blaze of glory. And I must confess, it got pretty hot that day. But what a sunrise that was. And I have several pictures of that, slides that I made at that time of that glorious sunrise. Now, there's another thing about light. Light is self-revealing. Light can be seen, that is, the light here in my studio where I broadcast. I see the light up above, but I notice it diffuses itself. It illuminates the darkness. It's self-revealing. It lets me see my hands here, and I notice one of them. I've been handling books this morning. I'm going to have to take it out and wash it. And if it hadn't been for the light, I wouldn't be able to see that. Light is self-revealing. And then light reveals flaws and impurities. Whittier put it like this, "Our thoughts lie open to thy sight and naked to thy glance. Our secret sins are in thy light of thy pure countenance." And as Dr. Chafer used to put it, that secret sin down here is open scandal in heaven, because our sins are right there before him, because God is light. And then it speaks again of the purity of God, the white purity and the stainless holiness of God. God moves without making a shadow because he's light, he's pure. The light of the sun is actually a catharsis to this earth. It not only gives light, it cleanses. It's a great cleanser. Many of you ladies put a garment out in the sun, actually to clean it, to maybe get an odor out. The sun is a great cleansing agency. This speaks of the purity of God. God does not make a shadow. We saw that back in Hebrews. And he doesn't make a shadow at all. Now, we have here another thing, a fifth thing. Light guides man. It points out the path. Light on the horizon lead man on to take courage and to keep moving on. God is light. Now, let me go to the other extreme. Darkness is actually more than negation of light. It's not just the opposite of light. It actually is hostile to light. It is the light, the holiness of God, in opposition or actually in direct conflict with evil and with chaos in the world. Now, we're presented with the dilemma. I'm a little creature down here, filled with sin. You want to know the truth? Totally depraved. Without the grace of God for salvation, why, I would be nothing in the world but a creature that's in rebellion against God and with no good within me at all. God has made it very clear to man that he finds no good within. Paul says, "There dwelleth within me, that is my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing." And he says again, "There is none righteous." No, not one. None that not only have any innate goodness, but they're in rebellion against God. And he goes on to tell us that also, about that rebellion that is in the human heart today. Because he says the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So we are living in a world today that is in rebellion to Almighty God. God is holy. I'm a sinner. Saved by grace, yes. But how am I going to have fellowship with him? How am I going to walk with him? Well, men have attempted to do this in three different ways that are presented here. Two of them are wrong.